Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
I had a very interesting experience before Pesach with a Talmud. He's now 29 years old. When he was in the Mechina, he was fighting becoming a Ben Torah. Seeing his father was about tshuva, and the father wanted the child to be on the madrega that he was right away, and the child wasn't raised in a frumos sviva. The father was an option, you know, it has to be my way, totally inflexible, and he was pushing the bracha to the other side, you know, he was rejecting it. A wonderful boy, very straight, he had a lot of yetzer, and he was as stubborn as his father was. As much as I spoke to the father to handle him differently, it didn't work, because this is the way it's supposed to be. And when he finished high school, I told the father to send him to Eretz Yisrael to a yeshiva that is not a black hat yeshiva, because I felt he's no good for him, he'll just reject it. The father was an option, and he sent him to a real Truma yeshiva. And 4 months later, the boy's back in America. He ran away. I had a little shakas with this bacher during the years, but I lost contact with him at 7 or 8 years, and 9 years old. And he calls me up before Pesach. He's 29 years old now. He says, Rebbe, it was very hard for me to make the phone call. I hadn't spoken to him for so many years. I said, why is it hard for you to make the phone call? He said, because Rebbe, I went off. I said, what do you mean you went off? He said, I went off. So I asked him, are you on a little bit? He says, yeah. I said, how much are you on? He says, I keep kosher. He says, but Rebbe, I'm getting there. You know I'm getting there. He says, I'm becoming a Shomer Shabbos. He says, and I'm going to become a Shomer Shabbos the way you're supposed to become a Shomer Shabbos. He says, you know me, Rebbe. He says, I'm a straight guy. I'm an auction. I'm a straight guy. But when I accept something, I accept it. And I know what you told me was the right thing, and I was stubborn. He says, but I'm getting there. He owns a physical fitness school. He's making a lot of money. He's presently working on selling his share of the business on Shabbos to a goy so that he can become a real Shomer Shabbos. He says he's getting it. The fact that he wanted a call itself was shows he wants to come back. He feels comfortable being in a third yeshiva. He says, Rebbe, I just want to tell you what started me to come back. What started me to see that what I was taught was the correct thing? Because I went to visit my father in Eretz Yisrael. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. And as on the way back on the plane from Eretz Yisrael to America, a Lubavitcher Baal Tshuva, who was a Baal Tshuva for 2 months, grabbed a hold of me and he said, put on film. I said, no, I'm not going to put on film if I don't want. He said, you know me, if I don't want, I don't want. If I want to be a bum, I'll be a bum. If I want to be a Ben-Tara, I'll be a Ben-Tara. That's him. He said, I want for himself. And he was screaming at me. And I said, no. He says, but Rebbe, you know one thing. He says, I have nothing against putting on film. You know, what's wrong? I'll do the guy a favor. You know, I have a good heart to do the guy a favor. That's not the problem. But the problem is, Rebbe, you know, if I take something, I'm not a faker. He says, if I put on film, I'm going to put it on for the rest of my life. I'm not going to put it on for one day. And I wasn't ready to put on film for the rest of my life. Just this, I didn't want to put on film. Too much for me. There were a few passengers from Muncie sitting around us, and he hears this Lubavitcher screaming at me, and I'm screaming back at him. So some of the Muncie Chevra got up, and they started embarrassing the Lubavitcher. Mashiach, the Rebbe, he's alive, he's dead, you see, I've named my name, and they started giving it to him. He says, I felt so bad for that Lubavitcher, I did not have to put on the film. So that since that day, I didn't stop. And because I was putting on film every day, I started thinking about coming back. I started thinking about all the things that I was taught. Says, I'm ready, I'm going to be there. That's the story. The Gemara in Shabbos, and the Flamer Aleph, a very interesting Gemara, which many of you have heard, that a guy comes to Shammai and to Hillel, and he says, I'm willing to become a ger if you teach me kolat erikula regalach. On one foot, give me a shortcut, tell kolat erikula, he says, and I'll be there. So, like this fellow said, if I take it on, I take it on. But give me a shortcut to understand Torah. So Shammai didn't accept him. Hillel tells him, Amalei di'aloch soni lechavroch leisavi. Zuhi kol ha'terah kule. Says, what you wouldn't want people to do to you, don't do to your friends. This is kol ha'terah kule. This is a general kol ha'terah kule. And now you have to learn Torah to know what it is. He says, but that's the general rule, voluntarily. So Rashi says in one lesson, what does that mean? He says, Gzeila, Geneva, Niyuk, Reif, Mitzvahs have to do with Bein Adam Lechaveidai. And that's voluntarily cool. Instead of fun ass, but it's not voluntarily cool. What do you say? He says, this is kol ha'terah kula. But it's not kol ha'terah. There's another lamakim in the Torah. There's totally another lamakim. There's a shatnas, nefaradum, and tumah. What do you mean, zero kol ha'terah kula? This is kol ha'terah kula, and I'll learn it. And Rashi says, kol ma'adah soni loch l'chavruch l'istavit. Which means, be perfect in beinodum l'chaveda. That's kol ha'terah kula. I've pointed out from the Milam many times that you see, interesting, in the whole Sefer Bereishis, which is called Sefer HaYosha, nobody speaks about Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Chochma. It's the way they live. The way they live. That's the godless Odom. The way they convert their Chochma into action. Meaning that this is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in your learning. Kadosh Baruch Hu is interested in the learning affecting you that you should become an Odom HaSholeh. And when we learn Sefer Bereishis, we see what the goal of a human being should be. Consequently, when it says, this is Kol HaTerah Kulu, from Adeson Yiloch Lechavach Leisavit, so this is kol ha'terah kula. This is the climax of kol ha'terah kula. Vidach Pirushim. You know, there's so many times that you can have an encounter with someone and you could say, he's right for dealing with me this way. But he should have dealt with me differently. But he could have been more flexible. But if you ask him the letter of the law, was the person right? He was right. But it's lacking in mensurah sight, the fact he didn't deal with me differently. You feel to yourself that if he doesn't deal with you, lefnim ashuras adin, right, it's a lack of anushiyah. But he says, legally, right. But you feel to yourself, it's a lack of anushiyah. When Hillel told him, he's telling you that just like you for yourself would want people to deal with you on a higher level than the letter of the law, the lifnim mishuras hadin, right? So you have to deal with other people. So he's not telling you samazor you should deal with other people a halacha, but koma the son law, that which you would despise, that someone shouldn't deal with you lifnim mishuras hadin, lechavach leisavik, that. So let me share with you an insight of Rav Tam. With a small hakdama. The Gemara in Bav Metzia on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis says, it says, Leisignoivu means you shouldn't steal Almanas Lamekat or Almanas Lasharim Kaifel. The Gemara is saying, in the Aseret HaDibros, it says, Leisignoiv means not to kidnap, which you mechuyiv misa. Leisignoiv, which says in our parsha of this week, of Kedoshim, that's talking about Mominus. And that's talking about Almanas Lamekat, that you're stealing just to be Mitzayer the other person, or you're even better than that. The other person is a person to whom you want to help. The person is a poor, he's living in poverty, he doesn't want to accept help, and you know he's suffering, the wife is suffering, the kids are suffering, so you're a big tzaddik, so you break into his house and the cops catch you, and now you gotta pay kaifel, so now he has to take your money, so your whole intention is to give the person more money, right? But for the time being he was missing this object. For the time being he had tzar. Even though your intention was Almanas L'shalim Kaifo, there's a love of Leisig Neibu. And the Gemara says, how do I know that's what it's referring to? She says, because some are going to take away money. Who needs a love? It says, if you crave your tzar sofia, there's a love for that. If you owe somebody money and you don't give him what to do him, right? You're over a love. If you charge him too much money, there's a dinner boy, no, you have to give the money back. If you don't give the money back, you're over allowed. If by Oino, where the guy gave you the money, right? Or by Oishik, where you didn't take it, there's a law. So you have to tell me that the law to take the money away from somebody else. So the Gemara says, Al Kochenu, the law is even in the case of Amanas Lameket or Amanas Shalim Kay. So the Gemara says, so the Nitziv and the Torah Chaim ask a question. The Gemara in Baba Basra and Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph brings down a pasuk that Iyu says, "Bichat oyved olay tavoy." Iyu, those who are familiar with him, was suffering a lot because he wasn't gave the suffering the right to go and give him Yisurin, and still Iyu remained Noivet Hashem. So Iyu says, "Bichat oyved olay tavoy." Says the brachas of an oyvei should come upon me. So the Gemara says, what is that? That shehoyo goizel sodom eyesaymen, he would steal sodas meyesaymen, umach bicho umach zira lahem, he used to steal sodas, right, and give it to his workers. He was a very wealthy man, and they would make the soda better and then he would give it back. He says, "Birchas oyvei, the brachas of those who lost the fields are like tavoy." So you see over there that a greater than Amanas L'shalim Kaifo, right? You're being mishabeachim, because that's what Eve said. So the Torah Chaim says, and the Nesiv brings it down. He says the one who learned the pasuk like that was Rava. And Rava is one of the Mandiyomrim who says that Eve was a goy. And for a goy, it's praiseworthy. For a yid, you're over an Eve. This that I say that there's a lav, Amanas L'shalim Kaifel, is for a yid. If a goy does it with good intentions, it's praiseworthy. What's the understanding of that?
If the Maisa is a praiseworthy Maisa, what's not gemeina between a goy and a yid? Right?
What the halacha is teaching us is what a yid is supposed to be.
The Kodesh Baruch Hu is guiding a yid to be a Muslim.
A yid has to stay away from Geneva.
For a yid to have any shakas to Geneva, that would take away from his shleimus. A yid is part of an Am Segula, and as I've quoted many times from Sepurndim, that the tachlis of a yid, you're a mamleches kahanim v'goy kodesh, the Sepurndim says, the tachlis of a yid is to be maslim themselves, and to go and be the teachers of humanity. For a person to be maslim himself, he has to be medactic on himself in all areas. He has to be a kodesh in all areas. He has a kodeshim to you. Ki kodesh ani. The Am Yisrael is an Am kodesh. Any shemetz of Geneva is a stira to Kedusha. For a yid to have any shakas to take somebody's chafetz away without his permission. For a yid, it could be, it's either a lav d'oraisa or something, it's a rabbanan, whatever it is, it's awesome. For a goy, your intention is to help someone, that's great. But for a yid to do something like that, that stares in his shleimus. The Gvalgi is saying, those who say this, the tefillah after tefillah, the Ibn Shalom, it says, "Aidei, my counting tefillah, aidei zeh yushpa shefa rav." There'll be a shefa rav on my neshama, etc., 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 etc. The Rav Pam says like this. He says, for a person to understand, kol ma desoni lach lechavrach leisavit, for a person to project himself into somebody else's feelings. And koma the son yoch lechavrach leitzavis. You need yishleimus in beinodam lamota. It is not shayef for Avram to be an Avram, for an Avram to be a Muslim in the midas achesed, unless shnei kul yoytov. He learned kol haTorah kula by himself. When a person, when the Torah may be alidei zehirus. When a person learns Torah and it makes them alert about other things, counting tefillah, wearing or not wearing shatnas, all the halachas of Torah brings a person lidei zehidus. What type of zehidus? The zehidus that when you deal with other people, you can understand the koma desoni loch lechavrach leitzavis. So therefore Hillel says, I'm not overlooking the Bein Odom Lamokim. He says, without the Bein Odom Lamokim, there can't be Bein Odom Lachaveda. If you want to understand the Koma Desoni law, you first have to have the Bein Odom Lamokim too. Because the Bein Odom Lamokim creates in the person a Madrega of Kedusha, that from that Madrega of Kedusha, his eyes are open to whatever's going on around him. And for a yid, loisignoibu, elevates himself and strengthens the madrega of kedusha, so that in all areas of his life, aydeizeh yushpa shefara. When we say in the parsha of Tzitzis, uchatem kol mitzvot Hashem vatisem oisam. Like the surah after the vasim vachaynechem asher etem zorim afreim. The man says, with the asiya of all the mitzvahs, you become a kodesh. You become a kodesh. What does that mean? You're alert, you're sensitive, you're delicate. There's a kedusha around you. From the kedusha that's around you, a goyin of Amunasu Mekas can't be, a goyin of Amunasu Shalom Kaifel can't be. And your sensitivity to another person's feelings becomes much more delicate, and you're much more sensitive to it. Our goal in life is to be an Am Segula, is to be a chosen people and an Am Kodesh. That's what life is all about. Never, many of us are sleeping. Many of us, our minds are dull. Many of us are willing to waste our lives. Willing to waste. Because God has given us so many mitzvahs to go and strengthen us. To strengthen and elevate our neshama to a higher degree of kedusha. And the more mitzvahs we do correctly, the more we appreciate the Torah. When this Bokhar came and told me, Rebbe, I'm getting there. Why is he getting there? Because he's putting on Shulam. What's Shulam got to do with Shabbos? Because when a person does a mitzvah, any type of mitzvah elevates a person. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, Mitzvah Hashem Bora Mirat Anoim Yir Hashem Torah Medeslad. Says then it says Gam Avdechon Nizhor Bohem B'Shomra Mekevro. He says, what does that mean? Gam Avdechon Nizhor Bohem. What is the relationship? What's the relationship? Mitzvah Hashem Bora Mirat Anoim Yir Hashem Torah Medeslad. What's Gam Avdechon Nizhor Bohem? Dr. Chaim Volozhiner, Nizhor doesn't mean he watches out. He says Zohar Horokia is the shine of the heavens. He says, when a person does mitzvahs, he says, Gam Avdecho Nizhor, he begins to shine. By doing mitzvahs, Mitzvah Shembo Amir Yisrael, Gam Avdecho Nizhor Bohem, Bishomram, just by doing Ekev Rav, just by doing the small, minutest mitzvah, by doing the small, minutest mitzvahs that people are Dosh Be'achveyim, Gam Avdecho, the person begins to shine, becomes more alert. And it elevates him. We have a bocher who went off, and just because he had a mishigas, that he says, if I take upon something, you know, I'm straight and I'm stubborn, and if I'm going to put on film, I'll put on film the rest of my life. Coming to Shema Shabbos, he's coming back to Torah. Look at the koyach of Asiyas HaMitzvah, the koyach that it does to elevate a person. Let's not forget what our goals in life are. As I said so many times, it may get boring to you. Life is so precious. Time is so precious. Life is short. We've been given such a beautiful Derech HaChayim. Let's hold on to it and not let go.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the Donate link. Thank you very much.